At California Psychics, we know some people can't read the career warning signs, like your boss still not knowing your name.
You, Tina, Lisa, Sheila, whatever. Get that report to me by lunch, okay?
It's Carrie, ma'am?
Just get it done, Terry.
So talk to California Psychics and receive the career guidance you need. We only connect you with the very best, so guarantee if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. California Psychics. Call 1-800-PREDICT today and get 20 minutes for just $20.
Just got a new puppy or kitten. Congrats. But also, yikes. Between crates, beds, toys, treats, and those first few vet visits, you've probably already dropped a small fortune. Which is where Lemonade Pet Insurance comes in. It helps cover vet costs so you can focus on what's best for your new pet. The coverage is customizable, sign up is quick and easy, and your claims are handled in as little as 3 seconds. Pro tip, Lemonade offers a package specifically for puppies and kittens. Get a quote at lemonade.com/pet. Your future self will thank you. Your pet won't. They don't know what insurance is.
It's always been diet and exercise. Why not diet, exercise, brush, and floss? Or how about diet, exercise, brush, floss, and see your dentist for regular exams? It may not roll off the tongue, but there are far worse things that could be rolling off your tongue, right down to your heart. Like the very same bacteria that's linked to heart disease, diabetes, Alzheimer's, and more. And by the way, to find a dentist nearby, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and learn more about how oral health links to overall wellness so you can live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
All right, happy holidays to all of you listening to the Good Neighbor News Talk 830 WCCO. It's the Chad Harbin Show, Henry Lake in for Chad. Hope that everybody's doing well. I know that earlier, the best of Adam and Jordana, that DJ was mentioning how I love the hot weather. And yes, I do enjoy the hot weather. But I wanted to start the show with just the obvious. And it is, make sure that you take care of yourself out here in these hot temps. It is brutal to some. Now, I enjoy this type of weather, but there's a couple things that I would have to, you know, say with regards to enjoying this type of weather. Number one, I work indoors. Me and Josh Wheeler are in studio. We're talking into these microphones. We're hitting buttons. We got computers in front of us. I've got a gallon of water, spring water right here. So I'm indoors. I don't have to work outside. I'm not landscaping. I'm not working on the roads, whatever. So for me, yes, my reality is different than some other individuals, number one. Number two, you have to be reasonable and logical when you're outdoors. You can't be outside 24/7. And you know that young people like to be outdoors and on the lakes and doing this and doing that and drinking alcohol and all this stuff, whatever. You got to be smart. Okay, you have to be smart. Just don't be out here in the elements just thinking that you're invincible. And then lastly, stay hydrated. You got to stay hydrated. I'm indoors and I'm staying hydrated. You can't be out in these temps and thinking that you're just not going to be impacted or affected by the heat. Yes, I'm going to try to get out, enjoy the weather, potentially get out to a lake. And it makes sense, right? Like, holiday weekend, my name's Henry Lake. I should get out on a lake. But just be smart about it. Don't be out in the elements thinking that this heat is not going to impact you. Like, at the top of the hour, when Ari was in here doing his top of the hour update, news update, on one of our televisions, we have it on WCCO TV. And they had a live shot of my friend Reg Chapman, television reporter, and he was at the farmer's market. I just texted Reg after his live shot. I got to be honest with you, Josh. He looked miserable. Doing the live shot in these temps, he looked absolutely
he was already sweltering. Yeah, it was bad. It was bad.
He looked miserable. Yeah. So, look, it's not fun for everybody, and I get that. Like, for you, mm-hmm. Where do you fall in line with how you feel about temperatures like this?
I'm kind of like you. I kind of try and find the nearest body of water to, you know, whether it's like Maynard's out in Excelsior, or not Excelsior, but White Zeta, and mm-hmm. just kind of maybe just lay low and try and find something that's you can catch a little bit of the lake breeze or the or some kind of breeze by water, if you will. That's kind of my go-to. But, yeah, I definitely pack a water bottle with me wherever I go this time of year. It's tough.
88 degrees currently, but it feels like 95.
Yeah.
I would agree with that because when I got out of my vehicle, when I came downtown and I parked and I got out, I was like, yeah, it feels like it's mid-90s, yeah. Which I'm good with. I deal with it. But at the same time, I want people out there to be safe.
Yeah.
As always, over the course of the next couple of hours, you can, you know, feel free to call in or you can text the show, 651-461-9226. That is the talk and text line. We take you up until 2:30 because at 2:30, what do we have? We got Twins pregame, Twins Rays this weekend at Target Field. Looking forward to this series. I'm not sure if I'm going to make it to the ballpark, though, with the holiday weekend going on, because I know I'm not going today. I'm going to try to go and hang out with a couple of people. I have a cousin that's in town from Atlanta. She's here for the next week visiting family, so on and so forth. I love my cousin Jackie. She is feeling so much better health-wise. She's a cancer survivor. And she just got some really great news about a week or so ago. So for her to be in town, for her to be feeling good, that's something that my family loves and appreciates. And so we're happy to have her here. So I'm just going to kind of get out and about, hopefully, maybe over the course of the next couple of days. Any specific plans for Josh Wheeler and his wife?
Working today, but tomorrow is to be determined. Might go maybe take a day trip up north and I'm relax or something and just enjoy the day. And then I do work tomorrow morning, though, so it'll be afternoon.
Which you surprised me because I didn't. So when I was thinking about what's open and what's not open, I thought that the majority of things were not open today.
Yeah.
I think I'm probably wrong. When you say, yeah, Target's open. And it, I was
all
like,
these
I was
open,
like,
yeah. There's
Whole Foods, you said, is open. So, like,
yeah. I've worked Whole Foods on the 4th before. It's not. It's the same thing. It's just bunch of people. You get after 6 or 7, though, everybody's doing fireworks. Everybody's doing their thing.
So, now, is it modified hours, or is it just open? Like So Target is open today.
10 p.m. Yep. 6 a.m. or 7 a.m. to 10 p.m. Yep.
Yeah, that surprised me a little bit. Yeah. I did not know that. All right, so the thing that, and we'll get into this here in a little bit, about food. We're going to talk a little bit of food here the first 20 minutes of the show, 20 to 25 minutes of the show. But today, if there's one item that you would say is the number one most consumed item on the 4th, what would you guess that to be? I don't have definitive information on what is the most consumed, but what would be your educated guess?
Sadly, hot dogs.
I think it's hot dogs.
I mean, it's kind of the cliche.
That's kind of the thing.
Yeah.
It's
burgers is a very close second.
I think that burgers has to be second, right? Yeah. And I was thinking about this earlier because on ESPN they had everybody in the studio and they were doing First Take.
Yeah.
And it was the regular cast was not, you know, they're off on the holidays, so they had a different group of people and they had a mix of do you want a hot dog or do you want a burger? Half of them said they wanted a burger. The other half said they wanted a hot dog. Hot dog or burger? What do you pick?
Not to bury the lead, but I'm going with my gal, Courtney Cronin, burger. She went burger, so I'm going to go burger.
Yeah, I'm going hot dog.
Mm.
So me and you saw the same segment.
Yeah, yep.
Courtney was hosting it today. Mm. The burger she had looked good. Yeah, but the hot dog looked a lot better. It did.
Are you anti-Shake Shack? Is that what you're saying? Have you had Shake Shack?
I've had Shake Shack. It was years ago.
Oh, okay.
The I think the first Shake Shack that came to Minnesota was the one over there by Southdale. And then there was, I think there's two because there's one in the Mall of America, too.
Yeah, and Maple Grove has one now, too.
So. Oh, really?
Yeah.
So are you a big Shake Shack guy?
I eat it once every few months. But, yeah, it's my go-to. I think it's way better than In-N-Out and all that other stuff.
I'm going to be at In-N-Out next week.
Yeah, well, I'm sure
on the
you
Vegas
will.
Vegas trip.
Yeah.
Animal style, baby. Animal style. All right, 651-461-9226. Coming up next, though, we'll continue a little bit of food conversation because somebody is celebrating their 101st birthday. Who is that? I'll tell you.
If you're an experienced pet owner, you already know that having a pet is 25% belly rubs, 25% yelling, drop it, and 50% groaning at the bill from every pet visit. Which is why Lemonade Pet Insurance is tailor-made for your pet and can save you up to 90% on vet bills. It can help cover checkups, emergencies, diagnostics, basically all the stuff that makes your bank account get nervous. Claims are filed super easily through the Lemonade app and half get settled instantly. Get a quote at lemonade.com/pet and they'll help cover the vet bill for whatever your pet swallowed after you yelled, drop it.
It's always been diet and exercise. Why not diet, exercise, brush, and floss? Or how about diet, exercise, brush, floss, and see your dentist for regular exams? It may not roll off the tongue, but there are far worse things that could be rolling off your tongue, right down to your heart. Like the very same bacteria that's linked to heart disease, diabetes, Alzheimer's, and more. And by the way, to find a dentist nearby, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and learn more about how oral health links to overall wellness so you can live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
On my podcast, Aspire with Emma Greed, we share the keys to succeed in business and in life. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed, an Odyssey podcast, wherever you get your podcasts.
On the Chad Harbin Show. All right, welcome back to the Chad Harbin Show. Henry Lake in for Chad. Reminder to the people that may venture to downtown Minneapolis, because I see it out the window here. You don't have to pay for parking today. It's a holiday. You don't have to pay for parking. There's a elderly couple that's looking at the sign. I wish I could yell to them. I can't open this window. But, yeah, you don't have to pay for parking today. You are covered. Well, there's something that is celebrating their 101st birthday, and that would be the Caesar salad. I'm not sure if Josh Wheeler is a fan of the Caesar salad, but the Caesar salad is celebrating their 101st birthday. I like a good salad. I have eaten more salads in the last few months than I typically do, because I have done a lot more of eating less meat. Meat has been in moderation for me. Mm-hmm. I'm watching how much sugar I put into my body as well. I did like a strong detox and fast, and I'm down, 15 pounds. And I typically lean out in the summer anyway, mm-hmm. but drinking a lot more water, eating less sugar, even though I was ranting about these phenomenal donuts yesterday that I love at the donut hole. I cheat a little bit in maybe the last 10 days. But the bottom line is, salads I love. And I love a good salad from Sweet Green or Crisp and Green. I actually got a leftover salad in the refrigerator that I want to get to a little bit later this evening. Mm-hmm. But the Caesar salad, 101 years old. What is your favorite salad, Josh Wheeler? Because Caesar salad, I respect it. It's not my favorite salad. Mm. I definitely would say that a Cobb salad is better than a Caesar salad, but I could be in the minority.
I'm going to give the applause for the Caesar salad here, because I'm definitely team Caesar salad, especially the summer. If I'm going to a get-together and there's a big, huge bowl of just already dressed out Caesar salad, I'm going for seconds, maybe thirds with that. It's a great salad.
Okay, so,
but it has to be made right. Like, sometimes it's just too much lettuce, not enough, you know, pizzazz with it, and that's when it's just not a Caesar salad.
All right, where are you at with the Greek salad? You a fan? I'm a fan.
It's up there. It's probably third or fourth for me, for sure. But a Cobb salad, 100%, is the second place salad for me.
Well, the funny thing about the Greek salad is that I have learned over the course of the last couple of years that people, and this is, it's kind of funny, there are a lot of people out there that don't like feta cheese.
Mm.
I love feta cheese.
It's good for you.
I love feta cheese. So I like a Greek salad, but still I would put it behind the Cobb salad. The Caesar salad is a good salad. But the Chinese chicken salad, I think, is much better than a Caesar salad or even a Greek salad. I am watching my meat consumption, but the chopped chicken, and then you've got the carrots, and then you've got the wonton strips. I'm a fan, man. So 651-461-9226. What is your favorite salad? We're celebrating the Caesar salad's 101st birthday, but, you know, I love a good salad. I really do. And in the Caesar salad, it is romaine lettuce, croutons, Parmesan cheese, dressing. With the Cobb salad, that's chicken, bacon, avocado, tomato, and more if you'd like.
A little bit of everything.
Now, the Waldorf salad has apples, celery, grapes, and chicken. Now, I know that we'll say that this is a salad, but it's not really a salad to me. And you'll probably, I don't know if you'll agree with
that. I've never heard of it, honestly, up until today.
Well, no. I've heard of the Waldorf, but this is, to me, this is not a salad.
Okay.
It's technically a salad. This is not a salad. Mm. Coleslaw is not a salad.
No. Get that out of here.
Who in America believes that coleslaw is a salad? No, it's not. Get out of here with that. No. Coleslaw is not a salad?
No, if you have to mix it with a sauce to make it what it is, that's not a salad.
Like, what are we doing here?
Yeah. We're just standing on springberry salads, like the blueberry, strawberry, a little bit of balsamic maybe in there.
Good.
Yeah.
Good. Stuff.
Yeah.
All right, so people are weighing in on the text line from the 651. Henry, you're right. Cobb salad is the best. Also, that's from the 651. From the 612, people appreciating the chicken Caesar salad. Another one from the 612, the Maynard's Franny salad. I'm not hip on the Maynard's Franny salad. Mm. I have, full transparency, I haven't been to Maynard's in probably over a decade.
You got to get out more, man. Got to hit the shores.
Dude, I used to get to Maynard's.
That's the spot, man.
At least a couple of times.
It's tough to find
a summer. It is tough.
Especially in the summer. I went a couple weeks ago with the wife just for lunch, and it was tough to even get a table outside.
Really? At Maynard's?
I feel like you can't really go to Maynard's and eat inside. Like, you can, I guess, but that place is built for outside patio.
Yeah, I mean, drinking. Who wants to eat inside if you're going to Maynard's?
I know, right?
I'm dead serious.
No, I'm serious. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I don't think you can go to Maynard's and, like, accept an inside spot. I think I would just wait. Someone just preposterously said that they will take Caesar salad, but with anchovies on it.
Never had it.
That's, no.
Never had it.
I don't have any interest in that. To each their own, but I have no interest in throwing anchovies anywhere near any food that I'm eating. So,
text line's agreeing with me about coleslaw. They say coleslaw is not a salad. It is a side dish. I'm in agreement with you, text line. Like, I just don't. I think it's preposterous for people to even offer that up, that coleslaw is some sort of salad. Now, this next one is in line with coleslaw, in my opinion. Potato salad's not a salad.
Yeah.
It's not. It's a side dish, too. It is not a. When I think of a salad, because you may say potato salad in name, it's a salad. But when I think of salad, I am thinking of lettuce, you know, and then all the other stuff that comes with it.
Yeah.
What is this one? What's the last one that people are texting in? Salad Nicoise?
I think that's how you say it.
I don't know what that is. I've never had that. I'm dead serious.
Huh.
They say it's got everything you want in a salad. The Maynard's Franny salad. I'm definitely going to be looking that up here in the next commercial break. And then this other one from the 612, Taboli. It's a Middle Eastern salad. I have to look that up and see what all that, because I don't think I've ever had that. Oh, here it is. Let me do a quick Google search. Oh, it looks good. It looks healthy.
Someone said the Nicoise salad is French.
Oh, is it? Okay.
Why we have not had it.
This Taboli salad, it looks super healthy. It's unique, though. It looks rather different than what I'm accustomed to. And they've actually got two spellings of it. But yeah, today is not about salads. I know that we're celebrating the Caesar salad turning 101 years old. But you know what it's going to be. It's going to be hot dogs, brats, all the fun stuff that you have typically on the 4th of July. Now, one thing that I don't like to watch on television on the 4th is the Nathan's Hot Dog Eating Contest. And you heard at the top of the hour with CBS, they mentioned that, who's my guy again that always wins it? He didn't participate. Joey Chestnut,
yeah.
He didn't participate last year because there was a dispute or whatever. And then he is back in it this year, and he won it again. And I think that the number was like 70, 72 hot dogs, maybe. I'll have to look it up. But I can't watch it. I can't watch the Nathan's hot dog eating contest anymore. But what food eating contest deserves to be televised? 651-461-9226. I want to get to that next. What food eating contest deserves to be televised, in your opinion? Or what would you participate in? I could never do the hot dog eating contest just because I don't love hot dogs enough. And when watching it on ESPN, I can't watch it because literally every bite, it looks like the contestants are about to throw up. That's not appealing to me to watch. But what food eating contest deserves to be televised? 651-461-9226. The Chad Hartman Show, right here on The Good Neighbor. All right, on this holiday, I mentioned in the prior segment that I just can't watch the Nathan's hot dog eating contest. And yes, text line, I see what you're saying. The hot dog eating championship is as American as apple pie. I guess. I've watched it before. I've had Joey Chestnut on the radio multiple times, so I get it. I just can't watch it anymore. I haven't been able to watch it for maybe like the last 7 or 8 years because it kind of grosses me out. And it's not because I can't watch somebody eat a hot dog. It's just that when these people are trying to devour as many hot dogs as they are trying to, every single bite after like the first couple bites, it looks like every individual is on the verge of throwing up. So with that being said, is there a food out there? Is there a food eating contest that deserves to be televised? And what would be the food contest that you personally would enjoy? 651-461-9226. Josh Wheeler, I'll start, and then you can give me what food you would probably hop in on.
Okay.
Because you like to go to the fair and stuff like that. You like to devour, and you're diverse in what you like.
Yes.
I'll tell you what I would participate in. I wouldn't. First off, any eating contest, I wouldn't make it far. Because I just don't have that type of endurance eating-wise. But I'm going to tell you what I would enjoy. Pizza. And the reason why is because pizza is the one thing. You know how like people ask a question, if there was one thing that you could eat for the rest of your life or every day, what is that one thing? It's pizza. Because there's so much variety in pizza. Like you could do cheese pizza. You could just do pepperoni pizza. Mm-hmm. You could do salt. There's so many different varieties. And yes, I like pineapple pizza too. I know some of you are like, oh, my, I can't believe he puts pineapple on pizza. Yeah, I'm that guy. But pizza, I could do that. Clearly, I'm not going to go far in a contest with pizza. But I've gotten close to eating years ago a whole pizza before. Maybe not necessarily extra large or large. Mm-hmm. But I can eat quite a few slices. But yeah, pizza, I would thoroughly enjoy. What about you?
Two things before I share mine. First of all, pepperoni and pineapple is my way to go. A little bit of spice, a little bit of sweetness. It mixes well. Secondly, would you do it square cut or triangle if you had to do pizza?
Either is fine.
Okay.
I don't think that in a contest, I feel like
square would probably work out better. But
no, but you can. But I don't think that optically and to be fair, you can do square. You can't do that. Like. Seriously, like square is too small.
Okay.
To be fair to everybody, it would have to be the regular triangle. Yes.
Mine would, and everybody knows me, Raisin Cane's chicken fingers.
Ooh.
Yes, that would be mine.
Okay, Corey Cove.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah, Raisin Cane's all day, every day, I would mash on that 100%. So.
How often do you eat Raisin Cane's?
Once every couple weeks.
Oh, okay.
It's expensive, man. Getting canes used to be affordable, but
it blew up.
Yeah, you get a box coming out and it's like $15. It's a
lot. I have learned that.
Yeah.
I have learned that. Yeah, and I've been to Raisin Cane's a couple times here this year, earlier in the year.
Yeah.
To me, the best one is the Roseville one.
Mm.
Like, they, unbelievable. They do a phenomenal job of doing the chicken fingers there. Mushrooms sautéed in butter, yum. For a contest? Mushrooms for a contest, Texter? Seriously? Really? That's interesting. That's interesting. Where you at with mushrooms? I like mushrooms.
If they're sautéed, I'll eat them. I mean, I don't think you really should eat them raw. Maybe you do. I don't know. If they're sautéed like on a pizza or with a steak or something, I'll 1,000% eat them.
That's one I never would have thought somebody would text in about. A mushroom eating contest.
Yeah.
Mushroom eating contest. Now, chicken fingers, I definitely think that there are a lot of people out there that would do a chicken fingers contest.
Yeah.
Without question.
100%.
Where will we put tacos on the list?
Mm, that would get messy, man. That would be almost messier than a hot dog, I feel like.
The
hands would get slickery real quick. Depends on how greasy they are.
Well, the mushrooms person, and they're talking about how easy they would be to go down. If that's the case, put oysters on the list.
Yeah. That's easy.
Put oysters on the list.
Yeah. It's probably not as cost effective, but that would cost a lot of money.
I Joey Chestnut, man, he's what's the best way to describe him? He's an odd individual.
Yeah.
No, he really is.
I've seen some interviews.
I've interviewed him twice. And he is we'll just say he's interesting.
Was it here or when you were in KC?
It was both times I was in Kansas. Well, No. I think I might have interviewed him my first year here at WCCO.
Okay.
But I definitely interviewed him in Kansas City. I want to say it was roughly like 2016. No, and by the way, the interview in Kansas City, I take that back. It's three times I've interviewed him. Because one time I was on the phone. The other time I met him, he came in studio.
Okay.
So I've actually met Joey Chestnut. Maybe I can find the picture here in a little bit. But, yeah, he is he's an interesting cat. He is an interesting cat. It's funny because so years ago at the Great Minnesota Get-Together, me and Corey Cove got in a little bit of trouble.
I know the story.
And it wasn't my idea. But we're sitting there one night and we're doing the show, Sludge and Lake Show, and there's this young kid that's in the crowd. And Corey has this idea of wanting to have the kid eat like a whole bunch of like cookies or something that wasn't super healthy. And he was like, yeah, I'll give you like a gift card, whatever it was. Something that we were not supposed to do. We were not authorized to do this because when you get involved in stuff like that, you got to sign waivers and all these other things.
Yes.
And so Corey's just doing this. And lo and behold, the next day, the bosses were like, no, you cannot do that. What if something goes bad with a kid getting sick or whoever? Then it's on us as a radio station. And so it was one of those. But we would always get the slap on the hand because Corey Cove would come up with some comment that he would say that would get us in hot water.
Throwing your former coworker under the bus.
Well, he knows it. He knows it's true. Like, there were things that I'm not going to bring up specific things, but there was stuff that he would say on the morning show that would get him in trouble, and then he would have to come on Sludge and Lake at night and have to, like, apologize for what he said earlier in the day. I love Corey. Corey's a good dude.
Yeah.
He's a good dude. But still, I had to throw him under the bus here. Why did they?
The fair is, like, the spot to do that, though. Like, there's so many options for you to do an eating contest of some sort with a waiver disclaimer, for sure. But, you know, Sweet Martha's probably should be one. Like, I'm surprised they haven't done this kind of thing at the fair where, you know, have this big table with some contestants, throw some cheese curds or Sweet Martha's or French fries in front of people and just let them have it. Because I am sure there are people, including myself, that would probably excel pretty well in that.
Why? Why, though? There's no real need for it.
Pride.
Really?
You're talking to the guy that on his bucket list is to go to the fair every single day of the fair one time. That's on my list. And you,
I'm surprised that you've never been in a food eating contest. Ever.
What are you trying to say? I'm fat?
Well, I'm just saying. I'm not saying you're fat. No. I'm just saying you seem like that type of dude.
No, that would want to do that. The fair, for sure, I would do just fine in.
Hey, by the way, remember when I said that that we were earlier at the top of the hour, they had the live shot of Fred Chapman?
Yes.
At the farmer's market, and we were both like, he looked like he was baking out there.
Oh, yeah.
He just texted me back. He says, I'm on fire, LOL.
Get this man under the farmer's market tent right now.
Reg is doing a live shot with no shade. Oh, my goodness.
They say, get away from our corn and cheese. You're gonna stand outside and do this live.
I'm gonna have to tweet at Reg. I'm like, man, you're baking out there, bro. Get Reg an umbrella. He's at the farmer's market just cooking.
Come on. Come on, CCO, do better.
Oh my goodness. Yeah, WCCO television.
Yeah.
Don't let my boy Reg Chapman fall out today. All right, 651-461-9226. We're about 20 minutes away from Shaletta Brundage. It's a feisty Friday. She's going to join us here on the show. But coming up next, LL Cool J, one of the greatest hip-hop artists of all time. He is in the news about something that he is not going to do here on the 4th. We get to that next year on the Chad Hartman. It's the Lindus Construction.
If you're an experienced pet owner, you already know that having a pet is 25% belly rubs, 25% yelling, drop it, and 50% groaning at the bill from every pet visit, which is why Lemonade Pet Insurance is tailor-made for your pet and can save you up to 90% on vet bills. It can help cover checkups, emergencies, diagnostics, basically all the stuff that makes your bank account get nervous. Claims are filed super easily through the Lemonade app and half get settled instantly. Get a quote at lemonade.com/pet and they'll help cover the vet bill for whatever your pet swallowed after you yelled, drop it.
Hey, I'm gum disease. You may know me by my formal name, periodontal disease. No? I can't believe this. No respect. Same story everywhere I go. Over half of all adults in America live with me, and they act like they don't even know I exist. I mean, come on. Whole body health? I am gum disease. I am literally linked to almost every major disease. Diabetes, heart disease, Alzheimer's. You can't just ignore me.
Find a dentist near you committed to caring about all of you. Visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today.
I'm Emma Greed, and I'm the host of the Aspire podcast, a show where I talk to the world's most brilliant minds about building the life of your dreams. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed, an Odyssey podcast, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Time check. Time to defend your home from storms with LeafGuard and GAF hail-resistant roofing. 75% off labor now through July the 31st. Trust the local storm repair experts. Here at 12:50. Henry Lake in for Chad Hartman. Top of the hour, we'll talk to Shaletta Brundage of the Shaletta Show. It's a feisty Friday with Shaletta. She'll be on the phone and not in studio, which makes all the sense in the world. She doesn't want to have to travel in on a holiday. But LL Cool J is in the news. He is in the news because there's an event that's supposed to be taking place today, the Wawa Welcome America concert, okay? And LL Cool J, and I saw this, I actually retweeted it late last night, but he put out a statement, a video, in which he announced that he was not going to, he wasn't going to perform, okay? And people will say, well, hold on, what do you mean he's not going to perform? He's not going to perform at the concert that he said that he, you know, accepted or said that he was going to perform at. He's not going to perform there because he says that he won't cross a picket line. And what he's referencing is the fact that the American Federation of State, County, and Municipal Employees, there is a big strike situation that's going on right now, okay? And with that strike and those workers trying to negotiate a better deal, he doesn't want to get involved in all of this. He wants to support workers trying to get a better and fairer wage. And I think that that's commendable for one LL Cool J. And he stated in the video, he says, yo, so I understand there's a lot going on in Philadelphia right now, and I never, ever want to disappoint my fans, especially Philadelphia. Y'all mean too much to me. But there's absolutely no way that I can perform, cross a picket line, and pick up money when I know that people are out there fighting for a living wage. I'm not doing that. You know what I'm saying? I've been coming to Philly my whole life. I have respect for the city. Of course, I hope that the mayor and the city can make a deal. I hope it works out. I'm still going to come to Philly in case it works out. So he says that he was going to go there hoping that they can work something out. I'm going to be in the town, y'all. I'm just letting you know. I'm not going to cross a picket line and perform for money when people are hurting. That's it. So I love y'all. I'm on my way to Philly. Peace and love. And this is LL Cool J, who's supposed to be headlining the annual event. Now, the Blue Collar Union, AFSCME District Council 33, they've been on strike for 4 days. Trash continues to pile up around the city. The union represents trash collectors, police dispatchers, and more. Union leaders are fighting for higher wages as well as health care benefits for all of its members. Now, with that, the mayor, Sherelle Parker, she put out a statement saying, quote, I am aware that LL Cool J has decided not to perform at WAWA Welcome America's July 4th concert tomorrow evening on the Parkway. I spoke personally with LL Cool J today. I respect his decision and understand his desire to see the city unified. He is always welcome in Philadelphia. Look, I want to give LL Cool J, real name, Todd Smith, I'm going to give him some props because he cares about these workers. And he is saying to the political leaders in Philadelphia, I'm not going to get involved in this. I'm just not. I support people living a better life, wanting better wages. And I love when people say, it doesn't sit right in my soul to go and perform and to go and do this. And I'm the same way. Just because you got a bag of money, I'm not going to do everything and sell my soul for money. I'm not wired that way. I'm just not built that way. And there are a lot of people that will do whatever is asked of them if they are giving money. LL Cool J is already rich.
Yeah,
he doesn't have to do it. Now, I'm not rich. I need a job. I need more money. But even just the way that I look at my life, I don't think I'm ever going to be wealthy. I don't think I'm ever going to be rich. Will I ever have some nice things? Yes, I have some nice things, but I don't think I'm ever going to be in a place where I'm going to be well off. But with that being said, I value like people way too much to feel like getting a bag and looking at those people that are struggling, I can feel good about myself.
Yeah.
I applaud him. I think it's commendable. Yeah.
Yeah, I think it takes a lot for some people that aren't maybe as well off, but also there are people that will go forward with the event, block out, because in certain aspects, I can see how it's an avenue for some people to escape that chaos. But also, like, I get why, on the flip side of that coin, why an artist would choose not to put that concert on, regardless of that situation.
Well, I do think this, because it wasn't like he was the only performer.
Yeah.
I think that this is a situation where he can't lose. Yeah. And this is the reason why I think he can't lose. Is anybody actually going to give him backlash for not performing? No, I'm dead serious. I don't think there's anybody that will look at him and say, oh, bad call, man. You stood us up. I wanted to. Of course, you would have loved to have seen him perform, but you got to be rational and you have to be logical. Mm-hmm. You can look and you can understand his point.
Yeah.
Right? Like, that makes all the sense in the world. I don't think that there's going to be any backlash for LL Cool J whatsoever. Is there backlash for Shaletta Brundage? host of the Shaletta Show. What is she doing today? Is she grilling? Are the kids going to have her pulling her hair out? We'll talk to Shaletta on a Feisty Friday coming up next year on the Chad Hartman Show.
Just got a new puppy or kitten. Congrats. But also, yikes. Between crates, beds, toys, treats, and those first few vet visits, you've probably already dropped a small fortune, which is where Lemonade Pet Insurance comes in. It helps cover vet costs so you can focus on what's best for your new pet. The coverage is customizable, sign up is quick and easy, and your claims are handled in as little as 3 seconds. Pro tip, Lemonade offers a package specifically for puppies and kittens. Get a quote at lemonade.com/pet. Your future self will thank you. Your pet won't. They don't know what insurance is.
Hey, I'm gum disease. You may know me by my formal name, periodontal disease. No? I can't believe this. No respect. Same story everywhere I go. Over half of all adults in America live with me, and they act like they don't even know I exist. I mean, come on. Whole body health? I am gum disease. I am literally linked to almost every major disease. Diabetes, heart disease, Alzheimer's. You can't just ignore me.
Find a dentist near you committed to caring about all of you. Visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today.
On my podcast, Aspire with Emma Greed, we share the keys to succeed in business and in life. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed and Odyssey podcast wherever you get your podcasts.